We'll just read verse number 4. And it says, "And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith, You have heard of me. For here it comes, number 5. For John truly baptized with water, but you," say me, "shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." You must realize the writing here. This is John the Revelator that is writing this. This is the Apostle John, who was the only one of the total 12 pick that survived the test that all of them were given. He was put into boiling oil's fat. And I don't know what, if you can picture that. It's not just a little pot. It's a big pot of boiled oil fat. He was thrown in there as a punishment for believing in the Almighty God, for believing in Jesus. When's the last time you've been threatened to be thrown into boiling oil fat because you believe in Jesus? Raise your hand if you've been threatened for that. But I can guarantee you, it may not be oil fat, but somewhere in life to come, you may be threatened because you believe in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. Trust me, you will be put through a test because we're not greater than our God. We're not greater than our Savior. We're not greater than what has been described of our Savior Jesus. How many believe in Jesus this morning? Did you know Satan believes, the devil believes in Jesus, but he trembles just at the name. So if we believe, devil should be trembling because we're believers. Say amen, somebody. But here's the question. Do you belong? Devils believe, but they can't belong. You can believe doesn't mean you belong. And God is wanting us that we belong to Him. How many understand this word right now? He wants you to belong to Him. And this is why in this moment that the Revelator is writing, he survived the boiling oil fat. Many say, you know, people like to say, we weren't there, so we can't speculate. We can't even fathom this. I try to picture this. Wait. Big pot, you know, like in the witches' brews, they're doing these big pots, right? That's what I see. That's who's throwing our brother John into that. And there he is. And that should have stripped him of all his skin. That should have stripped him down to where it's just bones. But it didn't happen. We don't know how he survived it. We don't know how the outcome was. But we know the outcome was he survived it. So no matter what, for us to receive that, you're going to survive no matter what is going to be thrown at you. Understand this today. And so many like to speculate he was doing the backstroke in that pot. The many say he was just teasing him. Come on, it's nice and warm. Come join us. And we can kind of speculate that because we can go back to the prior covenant about Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, the three that were thrown into the fiery furnace, right? And all they could see was them. They could see him, the three in there, but they realized there's another one in there. So I see the Savior with John the Revelator in that pot of boiling oil fat. Come on, somebody. And that's who you got to know is with you. In this, that what he's saying, and the promise that was made to him. If you want us to know the promise, you can go all the way to the book of Luke. Let's do that. Go to Luke 24. Luke chapter 24, last chapter of the book of Luke. And let's go almost to the last verses, but it's not verse number 49. John was there when this was being spoken by my Savior. You're here and you're reading what was spoken by our Savior. Say our Savior. He's our God. Come on, somebody. He's my God. He's your God. He's our God. And here he is. And they're listening. And verse number 49 of the book of Luke, chapter 24. King James Version says, "And behold, I send the promise." See, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. This is what they're doing. They're This is what he's speaking about, being filled, a moment of time that sometimes we're impatient with God. How many agree? We've been instructed on the Burger King instructions, guaranteed in 30 seconds, and that has messed us up. Oftentimes we want from God, but we want it in 30 seconds. It's not going to happen like that unless it's a dire need of a moment of time and your life is in danger. How many know what I'm talking about right here? And so a 30-second prayer can be heard. Oh, you're not hearing me. Well, God, and what do you mean, Pastor? You get woken up at 1 in the morning, pray real quick, and you start praying. That's a 30-second prayer going to go forward, because whoever you're praying for, whether you know the person or not, or you see a name or not, or a vision or not, what you're doing is you're asking God to intervene, and there he goes, and that person who needs that prayer gets a 30-second answer. Now, you're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. They're on their deathbed. But God woke the intercessor, you, up and said, talk to me for them. And there you are, obedient, tired as you can be, praying. Whoever it is, Lord, touch them right now. Have you ever done that? Have you ever been instructed like that? If not, you will be, because that's how good God is, because we're in a need of time right now for this. And this happens many times. Lord, touch them, whoever you are. Oftentimes, the first ones you think in these kind of moments is your loved ones. How many agree? Right away, you think of my loved ones. You know, if you got adult children, everything good with them. Or if you got rebel children. How many know what a rebel child is? Well, we've had them. Come on. Raised up in church, doesn't matter. Born in the church, doesn't matter. Rebelliousness is rebelliousness. It's not from God. Hello, somebody. And so that moment comes. And so in the instructions that we're receiving is a promise that God gave. And how many know all promises from God are yes and amen? Come on. Yes and amen. Oh, you're not listening. Yes and amen. Every promise that God promised is for you to receive. Every promise. However, we will not all receive every promise, because we only pick and choose rather than receive. And I want all promises from God. How many agree? But you better know what you're asking for. Someone might have to take a test before the promise is fulfilled. Hello? This is where the boiling fat came in the possession for the purpose of John the Baptist. Not John the Baptist, John the Apostle. Come on, Holy Spirit, help me here. We got to get through this quickly because of time. We've spent a lot of time today, and I don't want to keep you much longer, because then you're going to accuse us of being too long in church. Because how many know you do that? Pastor, it took a long time today. I didn't take a long time. I check out my time. Say amen. I just let the Spirit of God have his way. Because this is his house, not my house. And I know about the Holy Ghost. Some of you don't even know how long the Holy Ghost can move. We have seen him move, and when we get out of the way, watch out. And we're constantly trying to do that. But we have people who are timing us right now. They got the stopwatch going. Because we got Sunday. Well, this is still his day. Hello, somebody. Come on. Anyway, the promise was spoken here. The apostles, all the apostles were present. Now, there we are in the book of Acts again, going back to Acts chapter 1. And it's talked about a promise, right? Right? But that promise is going to bring you this. Verse number 8 now. This is what you shall receive. See, I shall receive of the promise, right? After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon me. See, say you. Yes, me. And I'm saying you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the world. Say the uttermost part of the world. That's us. That's outside of Israel. That's outside of Jerusalem and Judea there. It was to go where? Around the world. And here we are today. We're a part of that. But oftentimes, we are not speaking that. And this is why it's important to understand why we need what God said is going to be given to you, because oftentimes we get ashamed of God without saying, I'm ashamed, without actually knowing that you're ashamed of God, because you're in a world that doesn't love God. Even though this world belongs to Him, oftentimes we want that world to love us. But I got news for you. If you are a born-again believer, the world doesn't like you. The world needs you. And just like anything else in our first responders, especially police officers, many don't like police officers. Except when you need them, you call them. Come on, say amen. You don't like when they're behind you, right? Especially if you're speeding or you're breaking the law. You don't like them because the law has been made to protect you, but you're breaking the law. Same thing with the things of God. We have a protector. And this protector is why He had to send that who knows the protection. How many know the Holy Ghost that He's talking about here has been sent to protect us? I said sent to protect us. This is why you cannot get into a place to deny this. Because you're going to receive, number one, a power, a position that is given to you that you can do what's going to be needful to survive this journey. Because without that, I don't think, and many of us already denied God without realizing that I denied the one I need the most. Because we often see ourselves as the strength, but it's really the strength within us. Because we don't see it that we are weak, He is strong. And He likes to be strong in us, say us. But all we can see is what we see beyond what we see. We can't see what we're supposed to see. And then it goes on that you're going to do this and that we're going to be a witness. When's the last time you witnessed to someone outside of the church? Outside of somebody, another Christian. Outside of somebody you don't know. You're in the supermarket and turn around. When's the last time God told you to turn around and say, tell them for me? And here we're going to be, I know that's not you, God. Yes, it was. Because that person is about to be in a car accident and that person is going to lose its life. But I'm asking you to tell them. See, the witness. No, that's not you, God. Well, yes, it is. If you have the Holy Spirit, you'll turn around. I don't know you, but the Lord said to tell you. Come on, somebody. Not only that He loves you, but He cares for you. And He's here for you. And that's all I got to say. Come on, say amen. Now going to chapter 2 of the book of Acts, same book. We're going to do this quickly because I want to get to the meat of this word. Say meat. How many know God's word has three sections? Milk, bread, meat. I can do without the milk today because I'm not a milk lover, but I love meat with bread. It's called a sandwich. Come on, say amen. Or it's called, I'm going to make you hungry. Or today is carne asada with tortilla, right? That tortilla is the bread because it's dough. So don't fool yourself. But Acts chapter 2 is going to be a position that we're going to read. Now we're going to say, and when the day of verse number 1, the day of Pentecost, one of three important celebrations in our Jewish culture's brethren out there, the day of Pentecost was fully come, which is 50 days after Passover, say 50 days. How many know what 50 days represents? Actually, 50 years also, the number 50 represents freedom. Fresh start, renewing, everything goes back, all debts are canceled, huh? Come on, I can't, I got 6 more years, almost 5.4 years. I want to see if all my debts are going to be canceled because that'll be 50 years of serving God. I'm looking forward to debt cancellation because that's what the word says, say amen. Not impossible, but for those that don't believe, I believe in debt cancellation. Hello, somebody. Besides, we're retired, we're not supposed to have debt. the lies of the land. But thank God for the day of Pentecost was fully come. They were all in one accord. Say one accord. It's very important that we become in one accord here this morning. It's very important to understand why worship goes forth. And how many know worship is from God? It was a part of the prior covenant. It's a part of the now covenant. And it's necessary. Worship is from God. But not all worship is God. What? Worship is from God, but not all worship is God. Because God is a creator of music. I shared that last week. He doesn't need someone else's music that the world celebrates to turn it into his honor. He doesn't need that. This is why we have all these new songs constantly being created. For you that listen to the channels that of 89.7 or 90.1, the channels of our music world here, you know, air whatever it's called, and KSGN, you know, and you hear all these new songs, right? And some of these are old songs like Amazing Grace sang this way or Amazing Grace that way, but those are created by God for us. Amen, somebody. He doesn't need to take something from the world other than you, and change it other than you. Because you, what he wants out of the world to be changed, nothing else. Hello, somebody. Yeah, you guys are not easy this morning. It's the last day of the month. For you that don't have to work tomorrow, praise be to God. Come on. Come on. You don't have to come to prayer tomorrow night. Some of you are really going to say amen. But God may have you pray. In fact, you should pray tomorrow. Hello. And they were in one accord in one place, and suddenly on verse number 2 there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind and filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared upon them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Come on, somebody, say amen to that. The promise is now fulfilled. Now, the problem today in theology, and this is why you got to be careful for theology, because theology has taken God's word and twisted it wrongly, but this wasn't only for the apostles, this promise. This promise is for all until he comes. Say he comes. Until it's taken away, this what is called the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, for some of you that like that word, that's fine. It's still the same office. It still has the same duties. It's a promise of fulfillment that God has said. But theology teaches in some areas that it's for the apostles only, but it's not true. It's for everyone that will ask of it. Everyone that is willing to receive of it. Everyone that God wants to give it is to be given. Come on. And that is us. Say us. But most of us are afraid of it because we don't realize what its true meaning is. And this is something that is needful that you can continue day in, day out. Day in, day out. Because this journey ain't for anybody. This journey is for men and women of God. Listen to what I'm telling you. You are all men and women of God. I got children more excited in their journey than we see some of our dolls. But this is a fulfillment. We baptized last week. This week we're believing God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost on them. And it doesn't matter if they're 10 years old, 12 years old. It doesn't matter to the oldest. And we can't say that age because we don't want to embarrass nobody. Amen. Especially if it's a female. Don't say the age, Pastor. But it doesn't matter. I'm still older. Amen? It doesn't matter. Because with God, age doesn't matter. He's going to use whom he'll use. Look at our young people playing instruments up there. That's the Lord up there. Come on. But here's what you have to understand. Fulfillment has come. Come on. And it's when it comes, it has an office. How many know what the office of the Holy Ghost is? What is the functioning that God has it that we receive it, what its duties are, and it's something that we need to attain. And this is what we're going to go to. Let's go to the Gospel of John now. Now we're going to go to the Gospel of John, the actual writer of this revelation of what it was to come, how it's going to come, and now it has come, and we have read it. But let's go to the 14th chapter of the book of the Gospel of John, and we're going to go to 14, 15, and 16, and we're going to let you go home, if that's where you're going. Because, you know, tomorrow's a day off for a lot of us. Amen. My wife and I were talking, do we want to get away for the night? You know, do we want to go somewhere? Because it's been a battle. You guys don't know our battles. Our battles are not your battles, but we take on some of your battles. We're praying. We're praying for what you're about to face. We're praying and believing that God's going to see you through this. Hello? We're called. This is watchmen. That's why we're called watchmen on the wall. We're on the wall watching. And our duties are to be, as we see it, we shout on to who? To the necessary one, our God. God, intervene. God, they need this. God, awake them, Lord. Father, let them see what's coming. Father, comfort them. Father, do this. Lord, do that. This is what we cry out. And we call your name when we see your name. This is why I'm a pastor that knows your name. And I know, and I get to know your kids' name. This is why I don't care about a mega church. That doesn't move me. What moves me is that I can call your name when it's necessary. Oh, you're not hearing. What is necessary is that the watchman be watching. We're not here to watch you to see what. We're not out in your front door or in the back window looking what you're doing, how you're living. That's not what we're talking about, because some people believe that. You know, what are you watching us for, Pastor? It's not what we're watching you. I'm responsible. I have a responsibility as a watchman. My job is that I have to shout out a warning if the enemy's coming. And I warn the church when the enemy's coming. This is why we have survived COVID. This is why we survived the recessional days of past. We survived where the time where many were going to lose their home. But the word of the Lord says, none of our people shall lose their home. Not one. And not one lost their home when many did. Come on, God made the way, God made the payment. God just did all that he needed to do because we are his children. And he's our father. And he loves us, but the watchman must hear. We must listen. And the way we listen is by what he's given us. I believe every pastor should be filled with the Holy Ghost. But I also believe not every pastor is filled with the Holy Ghost. Because if they are, the office will show, the functions will show. Because nowhere does it say ever about numbers. It's what it says is they're being discipled. Most of my people have my phone number. Come on. I get texts. How do you think I know they're in the hospital? How do you think I know something's sick? I just got one. We're going to miss you. We're sick. So what do I say? You better be sick. Because if you're at the lake, shame on you. Because if you're at that beach because you wanted to beat the traffic and I'm leaving church, I'm praying. Come on. No, I don't go that deep. But those are my thoughts. Why? Because I'm human. I worked for man. I haven't done that for 25 years, but I worked for man, and I know the excuses. And the church is no different when it comes to excuses. All of you have them. I call them armpits. You all have excuses. Armpits are meant for a reason. You know why you have armpits? And you're not supposed to shave, ladies, but it's okay. Don't listen to me. Shave if you like. Don't get me wrong. That's why other kind of... It's toxin release from your bodies. That's why you have an odor. You hate anatomies of God, right? But he's smart. Never mind. You guys are too holy for me. Chapter 14, the book of the Gospel of John. The Comforter. We're talking about the Holy Ghost. He's the Comforter. Verse number 26. And it says, King James Version, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost... Holy Spirit, don't get it wrong. Don't change it. Whom the Father will send in his name, my name, his name, not my name, his name. He shall, watch this. Here comes the office. He shall teach. Say teach. You all things. How many things? This is why Paul the Apostle says, be not ignorant. If you come on Wednesday night, we're going to the book of Corinthians, and we already read that. And in fact, we're on the gifts right now. We're on 9 gifts right now on the 12th chapter. We just covered each gift. Paul said that the church should never be ignorant. And I'm shocked how ignorant the church is today. I'm shocked how the church falls for things that they're falling for. Just because they're actors and they get saved doesn't mean they're ready to preach this gospel. Hello, but we get excited. Well, what are you excited about? Because they're not ready to preach. Oh, they're amateurs. You don't put an amateur out there because the tests are coming and we need them to be sustained. How many agree? That's why all of you are not preachers, but all of you can minister. Help me here. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach me, say me, all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And then he goes on to say a little bit, right? He goes, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Now, how many can see the office already? How many can see right here, just in this little position of these two scriptures, can you see that it holds being that of the Holy Ghost? How many have the Holy Ghost? No. How many have been baptized with the Holy Ghost? Is there evidence that you've been baptized with it? Absolutely. That evidence, you're going to speak with another tongue. If you're not speaking with another tongue, I've been questioning, am I really baptized with the Holy Ghost? Hello, somebody. I watched what we call, our world is hearing fake news, right? I've heard fake news come out of the church. I've heard those say, we're going to lay hands on you, and you repeat after me, and this is going to let you know you've been filled with the Holy Ghost. That is false. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit does not need our help. We need its help. We need its fulfillment. It has a position. It doesn't need to be told. We need to be told. We are the ones that need to be taught. We need to be brought into remembrance of all things that the Spirit of God will be speaking to us. Come on, somebody. I've watched where they laid hands and they say, repeat after me. No, you don't say that. You just got to let go and let God and watch what the Spirit of God was doing. They weren't laying hands in the upper room. They were just in agreement. They were just waiting. And when it came, it hit them. Say amen. Nobody laid hands on them. Amen. You got to get hands. No, you don't. All you got to do is wait as you ask. Come on. I've seen what they say. I've said, repeat after me. I said, what? Because I wanted to be filled with the baptism. And one time I went to a place and they said, repeat after me. I go, what do you mean repeat? Goes, ta, 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 ta. I go, ta, 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 sounds like a motorcycle. Ing, 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 ing. Say, ing, 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 ing. That's a motorcycle. I rode him before. In fact, that's what we call a rice burner. No offense. I'm a Harley man. Boom, 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 boom. Come on, somebody. You're going to find out the Holy Ghost is very humorous because God is humorous. If he wasn't, he wouldn't have wrote in his word that a merry heart, a joyful heart brings you cures. And that's what we need, a merry, joyful heart today, and especially in the times that we're living today. Hello, but look at the office. It'll bring all things to remembrance. And I'm also going to give you a peace, not like the world gives us, but only God can give me. What does that mean? It means that you're going to be able to sustain yourself. Be sustained when anxiety is hitting me. We heard it. Anxiety was hitting me. I mean, anxiety is not from God. The spirit of fear is not from God. The word says he didn't give it to us. But what he gave us is power. That's Timothy talking to his son. Paul talking to his son. Sorry, Lord. Oh, help me here. The Holy Ghost gets excited. Not because of music. The world's music can move you. The world music moves in different ways. It depends what kind of music you come from or where you came from or you're still listening to. Be careful. You better be careful what you're listening to. Because when it doesn't glorify God, it's not from God. Oh, I know, but that's what you don't know. That's the number third person from the heavens was kicked out. And his job was music. So he hates our music. And he wants to take any, he'll try to take all these musicians, which we're praying for, especially in our young people right now, what they face out there. Come on, the pressure. But thank God for those that will stand up. But are you seeing the picture here? Why God wants you to have this? And why you need it? Because it has a fulfillment. You say you can't remember Scripture? The Holy Spirit remembers. The more you put in, the more it'll bring to remembrance. This is how we can quote the Word of God. All of us should know that have been in church more than 1 year, say 1 year. I'm giving you 1 year, but you should know this within 3 months, John 3:16. How many know what John 3:16 means? All the Johns, tell me. Tell me what it means, Johns. Lord, God so loved the world. Right? We know that one. Well, we can remember that, but the Holy Spirit will quote it all correctly. Hello. That whosoever, not all are going to believe, not everybody will believe, not everybody's going to believe, but whosoever. Right? Whosoever. Who is that? The Holy Spirit will tell you it's all those. He loved the shooter that just killed himself after he hurt those children. But that one that killed him, killed those children and hurt those other children, he got lied to. And the media is covering up. But here's the truth behind it. The truth is he couldn't stand who he was. God made him a man, not a female. God will never be wrong. Say amen, somebody. I'm sorry if I'm picking on you. If you have a problem who you are, the Holy Spirit will convict you, not condemn you of who you are. I'm not a female. Say amen. Don't take this wrong, men, but sometimes we act like women. You're just not one. Well, what does that mean? We nag more than they do. We complain more than they do. We want more than they do. Hello, somebody. But we'll never clean as good as they do. We'll never organize as good as they do. Hello. Look at it. What are you saying no for out there, Johns? But the office, you following this? This is why God says that you need to ask and you need to be filled. If you've been baptized, this should be following right immediately after as you wait for the promise. Here, let's go to chapter 15 of the same book. We're going to go all the way down to, no, not that far down. Yeah, a little bit halfway down. No, almost to the end. Watch this. First number 26, King James Version, 15th chapter. Says, but when the Comforter has come. Remember, we're going back to the office. It's already come. Jesus is telling us. He's talking to the disciples, but he's talking to you and I as his children, as his believers. Hello, somebody. Parents, listen to me, parents, every one of you. How many times have you given your children instructions and they didn't listen? Now you know how he feels when we don't listen. Come on. How many times have you asked the children, don't do this, but you're doing it? How do you think he feels? Because he's not doing it, what we're doing. Hello, somebody. You see, on verse number 6, but when the Comforter is to come, whom I will send unto you from the Father. Jesus said, I'm going to send it. Thank God for Jesus this morning, right? He says, whom unto you from the Father, even, now watch it, the Spirit of truth. Say the Spirit of truth. Which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. What? Wow. The Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost has another name. It's called the Spirit of Truth. So if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you should never be comfortable for somebody that lies to you. Come on. On the opposite of that, you should never be comfortable to lying, ever. Because a lie will lead to a lie. That will lead to a lie, will lead to a living a life of a lie. And God didn't call that. Because this is what the spirit of truth, say truth. We like to quote this. I'm going to quote it real quick because I'm headed to closing now. What? Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Right? But before that, which we don't want to hear that scripture, he says, you shall know the truth. And the truth shall set you free. See, you can't know the truth without the Spirit of God in you. It cannot be said without the actual Spirit of God. This is why we got to be careful. Have you seen the posters out there? Have you seen those billboards about Jesus? About, you know, he's not the one. Or on commercials, especially on Super Bowl Sunday, they paid him a lot. Huh? Jesus understands. Jesus knows. Jesus cares. Have you seen those? If you know the truth, they're not from God. But see, if those that don't know it, you're going to fall for it. And you're not, because you don't know the word that in these writings, he says the blind leads the blind and they're all going to fall into the same ditch. That's what's happening today because we don't know the word because we're not filled like with the true Spirit of God. We've been lied to. Just repeat after me. Broom, broom, broom. No, it's not like that. You're going to get a language and it's somebody's language that you're not aware of. But God is aware and only he understands that language at that moment of time. So, but when he comes, the Father, even the Spirit of truth, it will proceed from the Father and he shall testify of me. Now going back to chapter 14, real quick, like, I'm almost there. Now watch this. Verse number 17. See, we took you down to 14. Now we're taking you up now because you have to understand 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but we know him, for he dwelleth with us, you, me, them, us, and he shall be in you. You see, the world does not know this. The world cannot understand. The world will never understand it. Religion can't receive it. Only those that are baptized in water and asked and baptized in the Holy Ghost can only know that this is our God. You see, the word says it like this. And I'm sorry if you come in and you don't understand all this. This is too much for me. That guy's too much. I said, I'm not too much. Wait till you meet the real God. He's too much. What he wants to do for you and how he wants from you and what he wants from you and what he wants to give you, that's too much. God, you're awesome. But God wants to ask a question. I just heard this question. How many know God this morning? Every hand should go. But you know what the problem is? We only know about him. The Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, will get you to a place you get to. That's my God right there. That's my God. Hello, somebody. Look at what he's saying. Listen, listen, chapter 16. Listen how Jesus is going to pit it for you. Verse number 7. John 16, King James Version 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. Here. You see, Jesus was the truth in this world. And now he's in you. And now he wants of you what belongs to him. And that is, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter, here comes that other title, the Comforter, remember he's got several titles, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, still one God. Come on. One baptism in the name of Jesus. One baptism. There's only one faith. right? Because there's only one God. Hello, somebody. But there's many titles. And one title could mean three titles, right? God has Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right? Come on. Number seven now. John 16, 7 says, I tell you the truth. How many know God has never lied to us? How many know you have lied to God? I didn't know. Yes, you did. Well, why did God allow this? Because you didn't listen. Hello, somebody. Oh, you're not hearing this. I tell you the truth. It's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. Say me. Us. But if I depart, I will send unto. I will send him unto you. Now watch this. We're going to keep going. Now I'm going to read you to close you out. Is that all right? I know you're in a hurry. I know you got the weekend. I know you got lunch dates. And I can hear somebody's stomach. You got to learn how to fast correctly. That was a little humor. I know what you want. Oh, that's my stomach, Pastor. It's me. Hello. Verse number 8 now. And when he has come, watch this. When he has come, he will reprove the world. How many know the world needs reproving right now? How many know we're the light? How many know the world needs what we have, not the other way around? How many can see that today we can't tell who's God and who's not in the church? Come on, somebody. How many know that we have lost reverence in the church? They're coming in and we're not being giving God reverence. The fear of the Lord is reverence. And how many know that today we can't tell the difference? Today we're good at putting on shows, putting on concerts, but we're not good at telling the people, because if we tell the people, they may not come back. But when the Holy Spirit has come, come on, when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin. Ooh, there's that word. Oh, we don't see that in the church, Pastor. Okay, he will reprove the word of disobedience. Sound better? Catch in the back. Good. Of righteousness and of judgment. Number 9, and of sin, because they believe not on me. Number 10, of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. And it's going to go on to 11. Of judgment, because the prince of the world is judged. Do you understand Satan is judged? He's not your friend. He's trying to take as many with him when we're trying to take many with us. So there's a war right now going on. This is a war between good and bad. Come on, come on, somebody, good and bad. Not all things that you see is from God. We're in a time where we believe the bad is good. No, it's not. Bad is bad. Evil is evil. Good is good. God, come on. I need somebody here. I need some energy here from somebody. What that means, I need somebody to agree, because that stirs the Spirit of God up. And when the Spirit of God is stirred up, it starts moving and it starts doing. And God wants to do, God wants to move, and he wants to move on you. But if you don't want him to move, he's such a gentleman, he'll step back and say, stay the way you are, but I have a better way for you. I have a better life for you. I want doors to open. I want doors to close. I have this kind of prosperity. I've got this will for you. I've got this going for you. But you need to be receptive by let me do what I do best. This is why I gave you the Comforter. If you don't realize, most of us that have been put in bad positions, is we chose not God. I can tell you every bad experience that I've walked into was my decision. In the church, outside of the church. You can even be in the wrong, don't take this wrong, testimony, don't let the testimony be robbed. You could be at the wrong place because God didn't have you there. Hello? I can't go there, but I would like to, but I can't. Number 11, of judgment, because the prince of this world judge. Number 12, I have not yet many things to say. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Do you know that still exists? He wants to tell us things today, because what there had to be told, it wouldn't work for today because of our technology, innovation, the time period we're in. You know, they didn't have planes. They didn't have what we have today. They didn't have the internet. Hello, somebody. They didn't have that. It's a constantly walking like this. How many know what this is? We're going to have so many hunchback people. Why? Because your neck's going to get stuck. You know, you didn't catch that. We're always looking at our phone. We're always concerned. They sleep with us. Hello. Because, you know, what are we going to miss? Let's go back to the good old telephones. Amen. That if you wanted to make a call, get a hold of somebody, you had to pull over. You better have a dime. Your life wasn't as stressful back then. You're walking in a joyful manner because nobody was bugging you about how bad it is in their life, and they want you to experience how bad it is in their life. Am I telling a lie? I'm not telling a lie. I'm telling the truth. Ever since all this technology comes in, there's no more joy. Can't even have conversations. They're at the table. Everybody has a phone. The other day we were eating. I go, everybody has a phone on here. All of them. And then we're in my house. Call my children. My grandchildren. They all got their telephones. Turn them off. No more communications. Come on. You allow that in your house, you're discommunicating them with you. Check them in at the door. They may not want to come back. If they want to come back, because you're letting them get away with which they shouldn't be getting away with. Oh, you're not loving me today. But you have to. Because I don't want to see you hunchback. I don't want you to just be walking and you get ran over. Because you forgot, oh my God. Because the comforter will instruct you correctly. It'll do what it's called to do here. It'll walk in the manner that it's called in. Number 18, 13. Chapter 16 still. How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. There he is. He will guide you into all truth. Listen to the office. We need guidance. We need to know that. Some of us don't realize this. We've been through many tests. And sometimes it's disappointing to hear that. Because God's going to tell you the truth. He's told me three times. I didn't make that decision for you. You did. And we're talking years. He let me face it for years to only hear that. Oh, I didn't do that. That was you. That's why it ends. That's why it ended. That's why you got to understand what I have for you. And I said, oh, that hurts. Let me tell you how it hurts when God really reproves you. It hurts. Amen. But at the same time, oh, wow. He's loving me still. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. And he shall, verse number 14, shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. And number 15, and we're going to close with this verse. And all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine, and thou shalt show it unto you. Did you understand this? You know what the closing part is? Everything that the Father gave our Savior, he's going to give it to you. Everything that the Father had for our Savior, he's giving it unto you. When did you see Jesus struggling? They were after him. He had an assignment against him, but all he did was teach, give. Teach, give, teach, give. And they kept after him and after him and after him and after him until the time came, because there's only going to be one time you can touch him. There should only be one time in your life Satan can touch you, only one, because you're not greater than our God. All the apostles got touched only one time. That brought a real death to them, except the Revelator, who brought us, why? That we need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Because it will do everything it is called for us. It'll give us a victorious lifestyle. It'll bring all promises of yes and amen into our hands, into our lives, into the will that God has called us. And I won't just know about him. I'm going to be able to walk like I go, that's my God. Every testimony I heard today, that's my God. Come on, that's my God. Got tested, got put through the fire, already, I can see my way out already. I'm going to get terminated. I'm going to get the boot. But what did God do? Oh, no, he didn't know what I was doing. Because I'm on your side. Come on, somebody. Hello, somebody. What was meant for evil, we heard it, was made to our good. That's the Holy Spirit of God. Working it out, because that's how God does. He works it out without your help. Without us interfering. This morning, God's will is that you rise. This morning, God's will is that you be on top of the world. Hello, this is not a prosperity message. This is a message of where you are as children of the Most High. This morning, God would have it that you walk in a realm of peace. In the realm that I'm sorry, as you stand to your feet and we're closing down, I'm sorry, your body will be tested. It will be going through things. And I hate to say it like this, but I'm going to say it because the Bible does talk about it. We're going to face challenges of physical fitness, of diseases sometimes. And that's just allowed because we're in a real world that hates our God. We're in a real world that we're allowed to be tested, but we're also in a world that we know our God and we can depend on him. How many depend on God this morning? With that, every eye. It's going to be closed as we ask every head be bowed. Give me some music. I need some music, man. I don't know where my music is. It's quiet in here. Give me some good music. Give me some